Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. And we want to invite you to pray, sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bible, your pen and your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear the gospel truth. And at this time, we're going to ask the evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble ourselves before you, O God, and we ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness, O God. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts. And anything that's not right, Lord, we ask that you'll remove it in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand, O God, and lay your hand on us. We're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we need you to stop by for just a little while. Oh, my God, make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Lord God, send on help tonight. We need help, Lord Jesus. The enemy is trying us on every side, trying to destroy us and discourage us. Oh, God, but we know that you are able to lift up the standard against the enemy. Lord, bind this evil work in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. We know you are able, my God, and you have the power. We are depending on you, and we are looking unto you. Lord, we ask that you will bless us tonight with the blessings that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord God, move by your power. Move in the midst of us, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Work wonders, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will save dying souls everywhere. Deliver those who are bound, Lord God. Loose their shackles in the name of Jesus.
The name
break
of Jesus.
The chains, oh my God. Remove those chains in the name of Jesus. We know you are able to do all things, Lord, and we are asking you right now that you will please, my God, incline your ear and hear our prayer, Lord. Hear the prayers that are going up before you right now during this broadcast, Lord. All of those who are listening, Lord, and praying right now, God.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, that you will hear their cry, that you will grant their petitions. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. Oh, Lord, look on those who are sick in their bodies. Touch them right now and heal them. Make them everywhere whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Please,
Lord, be merciful. Have mercy, oh God, and work wonders. Lord, stop by the sick room tonight and visit those, oh God, who are sick and stricken in their bodies. We pray, Lord, that you will restore their health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and nothing is impossible. We pray, God, that you will remember those who are afflicted, that you will make them ever with whole right now, Lord. Restore their health, oh God, and the use and activities of their limbs. In the name of Jesus, please, my God, move in miraculous ways, Lord, all around the world and cause somebody who don't know you to get to know you, my God, known unto them. Lord, reveal yourself unto them in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
be merciful, Lord, and blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquities. Oh, Lord, we know you can do all things. Help us, Lord Jesus, to believe you the more. Take away any doubt, Lord God, all the unbelief. Lord, be merciful and take it away, my God.
Help us to believe as the scripture says.
Help us, Lord, increase our faith, my God, while we're praying this prayer. Help us to believe you, Lord, and to take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless through this ministry, oh God, and even the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Bless abundantly, Lord, and let this work grow. Let it expand. Oh, my God, let it reach dying souls. Let it reach souls that are in trouble. Let it reach the backslider.
In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Oh, Lord, let it reach everyone who is in need, oh, God, and who have lost hope, Lord. Let
yes.
them know that they have hope as long as you are alive. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of Jesus.
My God, be merciful and have your way. Your holy will be done. And, Lord, we ask that you would send your word tonight. Let your word come forth. Oh, my God, let your word minister to every hearer in the name of Jesus. Bless us, Lord, through
yes.
your word. Send your anointing, oh, God. Anoint
yes.
the speaker. Give us strength in our body in the name of Jesus. We believe it, Lord, and we count on. Please, my God, remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Remember the bereaved families tonight. Oh, God, comfort and console them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, be merciful and let your blood cover. Let it wash, Lord, those souls that are not saved in the family, Lord Jesus. Save them, my God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and give them a testimony. Use them for your service. Let your glory be revealed.
Yes.
Let your powers be made manifest. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now for hearing our prayer. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you for being so kind and so merciful. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name for coming to see about us, Lord. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you for our breakthrough, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our miracle, for our healing, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to your name.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done already, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. We praise you. Oh, God, and we magnify your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. And we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 121st number of Psalms. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer the foot to be moved. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 121st number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And in the way of our announcements, thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6766. 563. Or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title 1, School and 1 is O-N-E. And we also want to remember the Gospel Truth broadcast, the Gospel Truth mission at 18 East Center Street. It's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. If you have a prayer request, you need all-night prayer or something, you can go on down there or up there, depending on where you are, and Evangelist Maybell will be happy to pray with you. And I believe the hours, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, forgive me, Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to read our prayer list, and then we want to continue to pray for Dr. Albert Tolbert, Brother Seti Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Larry Denson, Dorota Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, Jermaine Shirley, and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, for Nabilis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, the Reeve Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the Reeve families. And please forgive me if I mispronounce your name. Praise the Lord. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And if he, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is on, we'd like for her to sing a selection. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if not, I would just want to sing a small portion of this. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent.
Yes.
The Lord our God, he is wonderful. All praise be to the King of Kings. And the Lord our God, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for the prayer and the opening scripture. Also for that beautiful selection, giving glory to God, for he is wonderful. Oh, praise the Lord. And I thank God for that scripture, that
Sister Cheryl read from the 121st number of Psalms, how the psalmist began to say, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. So we all need help from time to time. And sometimes we have a tendency to turn here and there to this one, to that one.
Yeah.
But our greatest help actually comes from the Lord. And we have to learn to lean and depend on him. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from a place where not everyone can see directly to the Lord for all of our help. When we lift up our eyes to him, when we look to him, he will send help. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And we can say, here comes my Jesus, stepping right in, right on time, right when I need him the most. Glory be to God. So I encourage you to look to the Lord, because that's where your help is going to come from. Stop trying to go around to this one and to that one, calling this one, calling that one. They might can help you with some things, but there are certain things that nobody can help you with but the Lord, especially when your soul is in trouble. Hallelujah. Only the Lord can help you in that situation. Glory be to God. And I just thank the Lord, because the Lord is so good to us. He blesses us when we're going out. He blesses us when we're coming in. And we ought to give more praises unto God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Amen. All of it belongs to the Lord. So let's lift up our voices and let us give him praise. I'm just excited for what the Lord is doing. I'm just happy for how God is moving. And again, my soul is yet rejoicing on how the Lord blessed us when we went for that grand opening service. It just keeps on resonating. It just keeps on bubbling up. And I'm just so happy. And even the prayer, the noonday prayer that's been going on this week at work. I took time and kneeled down right at my feet, get down on my knees during that prayer time and pray along with whoever is praying in the gospel prayer mission. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, God is just blessing so tremendously, so greatly, and I'm happy about it. But at the time, let's get ready for the word of God tonight. Let's prepare our hearts to receive the word from the Lord. Let's prepare our ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Putting aside all your distractions and anything that you might be doing right now, let's put that on hold and let us live to hear from the Lord. And at this time, without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As she comes, let us pray along with her and for her as she brings forth the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you for another opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that you will let your word reach some soul today. Let some heart be changed, some mind be converted. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to save, you're able to heal, you're able to forgive and deliver. We pray that you will blot out of sins and cast away the transgressions. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. And we will give thy name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us go quickly to the word of God from the 109th number of Psalm. That's Psalm 109. And we're going to begin with verse 1. Not peace, O God, of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. My title tonight, The Wicked Have Spoken Against Me. And the theme is, but I give myself to prayer. Now, we know that prayer is the answer. Whatever situation, whatever is going on in our lives, prayer is the answer. And the Bible says that men ought to always pray and not faint. Glory to God. I thank God for prayer because prayer changes things. When you begin to pray, Satan begins to get mad. But prayer will get the work done in our lives. Glory to God. We send up our supplication. We send up communication with our God. And the Lord hears and answers the prayers of the saints and the prayers of the righteous. And he will come to our rescue and he will deliver. And the Bible says, and I tell you, he will deliver speedily. Glory to God. I believe I heard somebody preach a message and they said, go to another city. And they said, pray immediately. Do this thing quickly. Do this thing speedily. Go and pray. I believe this was a psalm of David. And he began to pray unto the Lord and said, hold not your peace, O God. And he began to say, the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. And David began to say, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about, meaning they surrounded me also with words of hatred to me without a cause. He said, for my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good. Sometimes you do good to the wicked, and they reward you back with evil. He said, but I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his office. Hallelujah. He said, let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let bread also of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he has. And let the stranger spoil his labor. This is what David was saying. Hallelujah. And he went on to say, let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his prosperity be cut off. David was praying, and he said, let their prosperity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. He said, let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord. Glory to God. And let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Glory to
God. But he said, I will give myself to prayer, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. All those evil thoughts, hallelujah, all those wicked words, all those wicked devices that Satan had devised against the people of God, yet we will give ourselves unto prayer. The Bible says in St. Matthew 21 and 22, and all things whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. And he said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. But we will give ourselves unto prayer, believing God and asking God to help us to overcome the situations in our life. And sometimes when Satan rises up against you, it will cause you to go into prayer, praying all day, praying all night, waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe Jesus began to go up into a mountain. And the Bible says in St. Luke, the 6th chapter and the 11th verse, it said, and they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. They got mad because Jesus was doing the work of the Lord. He was casting out devils. He was healing the sick. And he was doing many different miracles in the lives of the people. Hallelujah. In the 11th verse, it says they were filled with madness and commune one with another what they might do to Jesus. They got together and began to communicate and figure out what they were going to do to the Lord God's Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, all he was doing was good. He wasn't going around doing his own thing, but he wanted to see people healed and delivered. Hallelujah. Those that was hungry, he said they shall be filled. Those that were hungry and thirsting after righteousness shall be filled. And he said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. Sometimes they don't want to be around you, don't want to be in your presence. Hallelujah. They say all manner of evil things and spitefully use you. But that's all right. But I give myself to prayer. Prayer changes things, and prayer will get the job done. Whatever we need God to do for us, he will do it. If we need more strength, he will come by and give us strength. Hallelujah. If we need more faith, he will stop by and increase our faith. If we need a way made, he will come by and make the way. He will open up a door that may be closed. He will hear our prayer. He said, whatsoever we ask in prayer, believing, ye shall all day. But if you keep on praying and keep on waiting, the Lord, he will come to your rescue. He will answer. Hallelujah. I believe they were filled with madness, and they got together to figure out with one another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus, he went out into a mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. Now, if Jesus had to go before God in prayer all night, what about you and I? Hallelujah. These little light afflictions down here is but for a moment. But if we just hold out and keep on praying and keep seeking the Lord and giving ourselves to prayer unto God, he will work it out. He'll fix the situation. It might take a while sometimes. You have to continue in prayer both day and night. Hallelujah. But God, he will come to your rescue. He will answer your prayer and grant your petition. Sometimes we just have to stay there and wait. And I thank God for the mind to go in prayer. I will give myself to prayer because I know that God answers prayer. And I know that prayer will get the job done. Prayer will cause God to work it out in your favor. Prayer will get it done. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we got to fast and we got to pray both day and night, shut in like we used to shut in. We used to shut in 3 days and three nights. If anything was pressing on us, if anything was bothering us, if we knew things wasn't like they should be, we would go in prayer in the church, and we would shut up in there for 3 days and three nights. We wouldn't eat or drink, and when we would come out, we come out with the victory. We come out shouting. We come out praising God and glorifying God for the deliverance that he gave unto us. Hallelujah. We continue to pray and give ourselves to prayer, God will do it. I think about the saints of God, how they got together in those days in the book of Acts, the 12th chapter and verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The saints got together, and they prayed for Peter. He was locked up in prison. Glory to God. But those old saints got together, and they prayed, and God delivered him. But now we're living in the last days, and instead of them praying for you, they're rebuking you. Hallelujah. Being deceitful. Hallelujah. But we need to pray. Pray for one another. If you see that your brother is going through something, don't talk about them, but go in prayer. Take them in prayer and pray for them. Pray with them. Help them. Glory to God. I believe the Bible said if we went to the house of God together, he it was that lifted up his him against me. Sometimes that's the way it will be. But we as the people of God, those who have truly been born again, will use fervent charity and love one another so much so that you're willing to deny yourself and go in prayer, go in shut-in, go in fasting, and the Lord will deliver. He'll come to your rescue. He'll answer your prayer, and he will get the job done. But we as the people of God need to go in prayer, give ourselves unto prayer. I believe the apostles, they were called. I believe some of them were called out for a specific job. They didn't want to wait on the table. They didn't have no time to wait on tables. Glory to God. But they said, we will give ourselves to prayer and the word of God. Glory to God. We, as the preachers of God, we all had time to be fooling around, but we got to get in the word of God. We have to preach this gospel and tell what the word of God says. Hallelujah. We have to give ourselves to prayer and the word. Glory to God. Not hearsay. Not what somebody else told you, but give ourselves to the word of God and prayer. That's what's going to get the job done. Prayer will get it done. I thank God that all that we go through down here, we got to take time out, give ourselves to prayer. When Satan rise up against you, hallelujah, and he's trying to destroy your life, you have to give yourself unto prayer. Glory to God. I thought about Jesus when he was about to go up on Calvary's cross to die for you and I and every sinner man. Hallelujah. He went on up. He gave himself to prayer so that he can have strength to go through his suffering. It wasn't easy, but he prayed, and God gave him strength to get through. He strengthened him so he would be able to stand, so he would be able to take the punishment that was bestowed on him. Hallelujah. He prayed through his affliction. And we have to pray through affliction. We have to pray through illness. We have to pray when things go wrong. Still give ourselves to prayer. Don't be too quick to throw off, but pray, because prayer will get the work done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that prayer came this thing. I'm a witness of what prayer can do. Prayer will change that mind. Prayer will change your heart. Prayer will help you to overcome. Prayer will get it done. Prayer will fix the situation. But if we go on our own, try to do our own thing, nothing is going to work out. We have to turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. He's the only one that can fix it. We try sometimes. We try to fix it, but it don't work out. We have to give it to Jesus and let him work it out. Turn it over to the Lord. Let him fix it. He will work it out. He'll fix it. And he will get you honor. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God's word is right all by itself. The psalmist said, hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise. He said, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I can't stand deceit. I can't stand that deceitful devil. Hallelujah. David began to pray. He said, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that can cause you to bring hatred into your heart. Hallelujah. We got to learn to pray and keep these things out of our heart. These things will cause you to lose out with the Lord.
Amen.
But if we keep praying,
yes,
and keep giving ourselves unto prayer, Jesus, he will work it out. He will get the job done.
Amen.
We can't do it on our own self, of ourselves. We have to let the Lord work it out for us.
Yes.
Glory to God. They got mad with Jesus. They were filled with madness. And when that mad spirit get on you,
amen,
it will cause you to say things.
Yes.
It'll cause you to do things.
Amen.
It'll cause you to act out. Hallelujah. But if you let Jesus fix it for you,
yes,
you will do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for prayer, because I know that prayer changes things. I tried it for myself, and I know I said within myself that I wasn't going to be with a certain person. I said I wasn't going to eat with them no more. But something began to happen. The Lord began to touch that heart of mine. Hallelujah. And before I knew it, I was right back sitting down eating with them. I tell you, God, I said, God is that kind of God. He'll cause you to melt right on down. You'll say, I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do that. But God will cause you to come on down. Hallelujah. You'll throw your arms around them and tell them you love them. You'll greet them. Hallelujah. You'll pray for them. You'll help them. Thank you, Jesus. You'll do whatever you need to do to make it right with God, because we can't get to heaven with our sins forgiven. We can't get to heaven with hatred in our hearts. We can't get to heaven with deceitfulness in our hearts. We can't get to heaven with jealousy, malice, and envy. These are the works of the flesh. Hallelujah. And flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But we must be changed. Hallelujah. You've got to get rid of everything that's in us, everything that's not like God. We got to let it go, give it up, and give ourselves to prayer. God will prove himself. God will work. And who shall let it? He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment all by itself. His word will not change. God is not going to change. His word remains the same. When everything else go down, everything else fail, God's word will stand assured. His word is forever settled in heaven, and he's not going to change it for you or I. So we must come subject to the word of God. And in order to become subject, we must give ourselves to prayer. Amen. Thank God. There may be somebody out there. You know that you need to give yourself to prayer. Well, now is a mighty good time to give yourself to prayer. It's a mighty good time to give it over to Jesus and let him work it out. He'll fix it for you if you just give it to him. And let him fix it for you. As we go in prayer, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what happened in your life. Let it go and let Jesus come in and fix it. He's able to save. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to lift the heavy burden that carries. Let him fix it for you. Give it to him on tonight. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your word on tonight. Help somebody to receive your word tonight. Touch right now, oh Lord. You know all about it, Jesus. You know every soul and every mind. You know the thoughts, oh Lord. I pray that you stretch out your mighty hand right now, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Change somebody's mind. Change their heart, oh Lord. Give them a heart of flesh. Help them, oh Lord, to pray and seek your face. Help them to give that situation unto you and let you fix it. Help, Lord Jesus. Have mercy tonight. Save Jesus. Draw somebody unto you. Oh, my God, look on your people, the people of God, those that name the name of Christ. Help them to speak your faith. Help them to give themselves to prayer. Help them, Lord Jesus, to overcome, Lord. Help them, Jesus, to love one another. Take out all hatred. Take out the envy. Take out the malice. Take it out, oh Lord. Give them a heart of flesh. Help your people to draw nigh unto you. Help, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover. Touch right now. You know every situation. You know every condition. You're able to fix it tonight. Fix it, Lord. Move in a miraculous way. Heal and deliver. Somebody's going through. Somebody is suffering, Lord, but you're able to help them. You're able to help them through. Have mercy, oh Lord. Say to the uttermost, oh Lord. Say that soul, oh Lord, that's near as hell. Help them, oh Lord, to give their life to you. Help them, oh Lord, to come to you. Jesus, move, Lord, by your spirit. We pray, Lord, that you look on the souls that have been converted. Touch them right now. Save them, Lord. Sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Continue to change them. Continue to work on them. Continue to fix it. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Let your will be done in their lives. Move, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, save to the uttermost. And heal and deliver those souls that are requesting prayer for healing. Touch them, oh Lord. Heal their body. Save their souls, oh Lord. Deliver Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, go with us, oh Lord. Stand by us. Bless and keep your people. Help us to endure unto the in. Help us to go through every test, oh Lord, every situation that come against us. Help us to go through it, oh Lord. Teach us to wait on you. Teach us to wait in prayer and supplication. Help us to pray as never before. Help us, oh Lord, to pray daily. Help us, Jesus. Keep us with a prayer in mind, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. We thank you for this prayer, oh Lord. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you touch every listening ear. Help them to receive your word, that they might be saved thereby, that they may be strengthened, healed, and delivered. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for his word on tonight. And this part of the broadcast is now into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful, powerful, and timely message coming through Evangelist May. Oh, praise God. Surely prayer. Amen. She talked about the mouth of the wicked have spoken against me. And that's what they're doing. Those who don't mean you no good, those who don't support you, don't care about you, they are speaking wickedly when they're lying. And it's not the truth. But in cases like that, we just have to learn to give ourselves to God in prayer. Amen. I just thank the Lord. This word of God is so encouraging and so uplifting. And I encourage you that when you're faced with any situation, to just give yourself over to the Lord. Just go to God in prayer, and God will work it out. And like she said, sometimes it takes all-night prayer, all-day prayer. But prayer changes things. Prayer truly does work. When the city of Nineveh was warned by the prophet Jonah that
all
God
right.
was going to overthrow the city,
all
they
right.
went in prayer. They went without food. They had yes. to put the animals and the babies fast. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Went to God in prayer, repented, and God had mercy, and he repented of the evil. He didn't allow that evil to come on that city. Oh,
amen.
Lord, prayer truly works. Prayer works. So you all try prayer. If you haven't tried it, you ought to try prayer. And I want you to know that prayer works every time. Praise God. And I'm also reminded of how Jesus, he prayed for those who were crucifying him, those
yes.
who were ridiculing him. And he prayed to the Father, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Not only that, but Deacon Stephen, he was stoned to death. And while he was being stoned, he prayed for the people that were stoning him. Those wicked people that bit on him, they bit the man.
Yes.
On him with their and he prayed unto the Lord on their behalf.
Yeah.
And so God will change us.
Yes,
see,
he will.
Doesn't just, you know, we'll pray the prayer, but the prayer will work on us too.
Amen.
You know, we're flesh, and the enemy will try to put thoughts in our minds and try to get us to turn against somebody who did us
yes.
wrong and all of this.
Yes.
But at the same time, while you're praying for them, God is working on you too. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Lord. So prayer changes things. Prayer will
yes.
change us. Prayer will change the situation. Prayer will change individuals' heart. Prayer works. Amen.
Yes.
So God, let's be encouraged to give ourselves to God in prayer. Just give ourselves to prayer. Take that time out and pray. She said so many beautiful things, and I could go on and on, but I'm just excited. I thank God for that beautiful message tonight. Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to have his way and to use you even the more. And at this time, I'm going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who might be on the line and any other clergy who are on the line as well. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Nadel.
speaking to us, saying, the wicked has spoken against me, but I give myself to prayer. And Evanis, I may begin to say a lot of the things that I was thinking. Evanis, maybe I'll begin to say, you know, when we pray to the devil, he gets mad. And he can't do anything against God. And God, he hears our prayer, and he comes speedily. So if our enemy is rewarding us evil for good, you know, speaking against us and doing all kinds of things, we don't have to think to their level. We have a weapon, and that is prayer. Like
all right.
You begin to say, you know, so, sometimes people, that vengeance, people, they want to get you back for what they feel like they've done to you. But if the Spirit of God is in you, like she began to say, to me one time, and I begin to pray and say, God, you know, and I begin to tell God about the situation that I was facing, and I was asking God, give them consideration, God. Help them, Lord. Help them, Jesus. And I kept praying that prayer until God changed me. And it, the thing that was bothering me stopped bothering me. And I was like, all this time, it was. But that's what happens when you pray and you have that mind. When you have that vengeance in your heart, that madness like she was talking about, that gets there, it makes you do things and say things that you otherwise wouldn't have thought you would have said. But when prayer is in there and that love, it'll make you, like you said, it'll melt you on down.
Yeah.
That's oh, man, that love, that's what Jesus is. And when we pray, we draw closer to him. And being like him means we are love. We have love, too.
Yes.
And, I tell you, I enjoy the Word of God. It's very, very good, wonderful, beautiful. And may God keep on preaching the Word of God.
Amen. Sister Rhoda? I don't know if she's still on.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I had muted my phone. I'm sorry. Prayer is very, very powerful. Even Jesus said we should pray without ceasing. If we don't pray, these are the evil days. The enemy is looking for us to destroy us day and night.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that the Lord has reminded us to keep on praying. Don't cease. If we pray, I'm telling you, things will work out for us.
Yes.
Thank you so much, woman of God. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other prayers you want to mind? Anyone else? Mr. Cheryl, would you like to have something to say?
Thank the Lord for the word coming through Evangelist May, telling us to pray. The Lord for having a mind to pray, and I thank the Lord for being in the house of prayer tonight.
Yes.
Evangelist May, keep on preaching the word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for all the beautiful remarks and the words of encouragement. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija. I thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda and also my dad, because he gets to hear the message also. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing. Thank the Lord for Sister Cheryl, Evangelist Cynthia. We thank God for all of you out there in Radio Land, all of the listeners. We want to encourage you to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We thank God for what he is doing right here at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. The Lord is working. He's blessing souls. Souls have been converted, and we are praying for them. We ask that you continue to pray for them and those prayer lists. We pray that you will keep them in your prayers, that the Lord will finish the work in their lives, help them to overcome their situations. We know God can do it because he did it for us. So we are witnesses of what God will do. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. Is there anything else? If not, well, we want to say we are here at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. So if you're anywhere near here and you'd like to come and be in prayer, we will be here for the rest of this week up until Friday, throughout Friday, 12 o'clock noon for prayer. We're going to go as the Lord leads, because if he leads to go and shut in, that's the way we got to go, into shut in. And it's needed.
It's not too much prayer. Sometimes people say, oh, you're just praying too much. No, we can't get enough of prayer. The Bible says,
amen,
always pray and not faint. Glory to God. We are living in praying times. These days that we are, these times, I tell you, they are critical, dangerous times. And the Bible warned us of these times. So we just got to go in prayer. Sometimes you just got to stop talking and start praying. Put prayer on the desk. Prayer will close his mouth, just like the Lord did for Daniel when he was in that lion's den. Glory to God, the Lord closed that lion's mouth that he couldn't even bite, couldn't even eat Daniel. So God can get the work done. He can get the job done. We just got to take him at his word, believe him in faith, and believe that he's going to do it. Don't let the devil make you doubt, thinking, oh, I'm going in prayer, but I don't know if I'm going. No, don't doubt God. Believe God. He will do it.
Yeah.
He will. He's got the power. Glory to God.
Amen.
We just have to take him at his word, believe him against all odds. And God will do the work. He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled.
Yes.
He will make the devil mad. When God delivers you, that devil sure enough will get mad. But that'll be too bad. It will be too bad because God will do it. And it's in the scriptures tonight. It's in the word of God that came forth on tonight.
Yes.
So let us just receive the word of God and let God do it coming on in. We thank the Lord for this service on tonight.
Go ahead, again.
Amen. We expect to be back on Sunday night at 7 p.m., but we'll be back here on tomorrow at 12 noon for prayer, if it's the Lord's will. God bless you. Stay tuned in. This brings the broadcast to an end. Good night.